Today is week 5 of our Easter homily series, Embracing Belonging, in which we are focusing on the connect pillar of following Jesus. Here at St. Joseph, we seek to create an environment where all people, families and individuals, feel seen, heard, known, and not judged. This is our church community. We belong to God. We belong to St. Joseph Catholic Church. So the church community intentionally welcomes and creates a sense of belonging so that parishioners, guests, and seekers can grow, worship, and use their gifts to serve our church community in different ministries. So we are called to help our family, friends, neighbors encounter Jesus Christ, get to know him, and grow in relationship with him through the help of the Holy Spirit. Through their relationship with Jesus, they discover God's unconditional love, forgiveness, and peace, bringing healing in their lives. Also, the church community helps one another recognize their gifts and talents and finds ways for people to grow and develop those gifts. At the center and foundation of our church community is Jesus Christ, in a commitment to fulfilling the great commission given to us by him. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. You may say, okay, Father Emmanuel, I understand. I have to invite others to experience God's love through his words, through the Eucharist, coming to the church, right? But before doing that, I would like to grow in my relationship with God. Probably we may say that, right? Because always the invitation is, we invite you to invite others to come to the church, to experience God's love. Well, in this beautiful gospel, we have the elements to do that, to grow in our relationship with God. So then the result is to go and to have that courage, that strength to invite others. How to apply this gospel into my life? That's the point. How to apply this beautiful gospel into my life? Today, Jesus tells us, remain in me as I remain in you. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit. Jesus uses a very positive and exciting image of the vine and the branches to describe his relationship with us. That's the point. His relationship with us. Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. This means that the very life of Christ flows within us, and the life flows today as we live and as we breathe. And if that is the case, then the deepest truth, the most profound joy, and the ultimate success is to let the life of Christ within us grow and shape our lives according to Christ's life. Now, it is true that Christ commands us to serve one another, forgive our enemies or those who have hurt us, and live in generosity and integrity. But Christ does not make this command so as to provide some test for a future day. He commands us to live this way because he knows this is the deepest and most satisfying way to live. We are called to love one another because loving one another is the deepest way to live. as the second reading says, let us love not in word or speech, but in deed and truth. Now this is how we shall know that we belong to the truth. If we remain in him, in Jesus, we will have life to the fullest. That's why Jesus says, the branches that bear fruit, my Father will prune so that they bear more fruit. I will say it again. The branches that bear fruit, my Father will prune so that they bear more fruit. That line tells us that as disciples of Christ must expect to be pruned by God, that something which belonged to us might be cut off or taken away. It is central to the teaching of Jesus that this kind of pruning is at times necessary. Some branches appear to be connected to the main body, but are not. Those branches are dead and will never produce fruit. The vine grower removes those branches to allow room and resources for the living branches to accomplish their purpose. At times, we need to face what is real and move forward. Are there areas in your life that are dead and need to be removed? Do you struggle with any vices? And you say to yourself, my life is healthy. There is nothing that needs to change. Dead branches in our lives not only hinder us, but they can sometimes kill us. That's why when there is nothing else we can do, we need to let go and let God remove what is dead from our lives. But the good news is this, as difficult as it is, letting go is not meant to cause pain, but to foster life. Cutting off what is dead is not cruelty, but an act of a loving God who removes barren branches so that other parts of our lives can flourish, prosper. Jesus promises us life and joy in his fullness, and he is serious about what he says. We must believe him. If we want to joy, we need to trust him. If we want to life, we need to let him take what is dead in our lives and prune it away. Finally, friends, Jesus says it's another way to remain in him. It's another way to grow in my relationship with him. Ask for whatever you want and it will be done for you. Will God give us whatever we want? Go ahead, pray to God for a new Cadillac or Tesla, and see how soon it arrives. Probably not, right? Not. Jesus tells us to ask for what we want because it begins a conversation. And conversations have the potential to move us beyond asking. So asking can lead to listen to the other person. That's why Jesus tells us that we are to ask in prayer, because the person we speak in prayer is God, who is ultimate wisdom, insight, and love. When we are able to hear God truly, then our asking becomes clearer and deeper. As today's second reading says, God is greater than our hearts and knows everything. God is greater than our hearts and knows everything. So friends, do not be afraid to ask God for what you want and need. ask God for a job or for a successful heart surgery operation. Ask God to help your son who has lost his way or a friend who is addicted to drugs. Ask God for patience or for courage to face your upcoming death. Ask God for strength to invite others to church. Ask God for all these things. But don't simply ask. Listen to the person to whom you pray, and you will find yourself beyond asking. Then you will have the peace and confidence that comes from encountering the God who loves you. We are all connected to each other, like the branches of a vine. Connected to the vine that is the Lord, we are expected to bear fruit. Jesus, I trust in you.